That wrench falls right to the floor, just as if the submarine weren't weightless. He looked off into space, tapping a pencil on the desk. What you describe is similar to the way we treat patients with severe skin damage, like burns on Earth. But it doesn't give any support to the internal organs, the way the acceleration shells do, so it wouldn't do Mary Gay any good. I stood up to go. Sorry I wasted. Hold on there, though, just a minute. We might be able to use your idea part way. How do you mean? I wasn't thinking it through either. The way we normally use the shells is out of the question for Mary Gay, of course. I didn't like to think about it. Takes a lot of hypno-conditioning to lie there and have oxygenated fluorocarbon forced into every natural body orifice and one artificial one. I fingered the valve fitting embedded above my hip bone. Yeah, that's obvious. It'd tear her. Say, you mean low pressure? That's right. We wouldn't need thousands of atmospheres to protect her against 5G's straight-line acceleration. That's only for all the swerving and dodging. I'm going to call maintenance. Get down to your squad bay. That's the one we'll use. Dalton will meet you there. 5 minutes before injection into the collapsar field, and I started the flooding sequence. Mary Gay and I were the only ones in shells. My presence wasn't really vital since the flooding and emptying could be done by control, but it was safer to have redundancy in the system. And besides, I wanted to be there. It wasn't nearly as bad as the normal routine, none of the crushing bloating sensation. You were just suddenly filled with the plastic-smelling stuff. You never perceived the first moments when it rushed in to replace the air in your lungs. And then there was a slight acceleration, and then you were breathing air again, waiting for the shell to pop, then unplugging and unzipping and climbing out. Mary Gay's shell was empty. I walked over to it and saw blood. She hemorrhaged. Doc Wilson's voice echoed sepulchrally. I turned, eyes stinging, and saw him leaning in the door to the locker alcove. He was unaccountably, horribly, smiling. Which was expected. Dr. Harmony's taking care of it. She'll be just fine.